And don't forget that you can hear another special selection box of five more Italian indelicacies in Decameron Nights this Sunday evening. It's our drama on three. You can also catch up with all 10 of the stories on the Radio 3 website.
Hello, this is Susie Klein. Finding the perfect Christmas gift is hard. So if you're currently going down the fragrant bath salts route, perhaps you should consider buying a digital radio instead. Give someone a digital radio, and not only can they still enjoy the finest music here on BBC Radio 3, but they'll also be able to listen to five extra national BBC radio stations. Digital radio prices start from around £30, and they're much more enjoyable than bath salts.
If you love radio, give digital. To find out more, search online for BBC Digital Radio.
On digital radio, as well as 90 to 93 FM, this is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for World on 3 with Lapa Katari.
Ian, thanks very much. Well, tonight is my last programme of the year. So I thought I'd make it a bit of a celebration. In amongst the new releases, I'm going to play some of my favourite albums of the year. And to add to the party atmosphere here in the studio, in session for us tonight is a fabulous band, the London Klezmer Quartet. And here's a little taster of what they've got in store for you.
One, two, three, four.
Wonderful stuff. Music to make you smile. The London Klezmer Quartet opening the programme with a wee ditty called Civilis. And I'm going to continue with an upbeat number from the BKO Quintet. Now, BKO being, of course, the international airport code for Bamako, the capital of Mali. The quintet are four Malians and a Frenchman, all accomplished musicians, led by master percussionist Ibrahima Sarr and fellow drummer Aymeric Kroll. This is Baleba Chima.
Sintama bulutama kumazima. Sintama bulutama kumazima. Subana kujewa kero tisinu wala. Dubana kujewa kero iwala. Sintama bulutama kumazima. Wakabia kendeshi. Sintama bulutama kumazima. Sintama bulutama kumazima. Sintama bulutama kumazima wakati.
Sarie bonya kenye, sarie bonya kenye, Eva ne jugu malola.
What a great track, Beleba Chima from BKO Quintet and their debut album Bamako Today. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on Three. In just about 10 minutes' time, London Klezmer Quartet are going to be striking up a tune for us here in the studio. But right now, I'm going to play tracks from two albums that made it to my top 10 this year. First up is Electric Dread himself, Winston McAnuff and French musician Fixie. What a great pairing. Winston's soulful and expressive voice with Fixie on accordion playing rock, a sort of rocker accordion player with a soft touch. New Day is the name of the album and this is Garden of Love.
Working for a crown. Yeah, we live in charity, helping those who are in need. Oh, we just can't take no bribe, for the truth we can't deny. You're welcome, you're welcome to my garden, my garden of love. But we're still afloat. Now we got to do our best, and Jaja will do the rest. Through the love, we're all in this garden,
seeds of love we should be planting. We just can't waste no time. Time to last a smile, you can't rewind. You're welcome. You're welcome to my garden, my garden of love. You're welcome. You're welcome to my garden, my garden of love.
The man whom Fela Kuti said without him there would be no Afrobeat. It is, of course, legendary drummer Tony Allen. That was Coco Dance, Afrobeat enveloped in a modern coat spun from threads of soul, funk and electronica from his album Film of Life in my top 10 of 2014. Tony Allen said that every time he sits down at his drums, he's looking for something new. And on Film of Life, he is sharp and fresh. And there's no doubt in my mind that his music continues to move onwards and upwards. And so welcome to my guests on the programme tonight. They are the London Klezmer Quartet, and they're going to start with a medley of three songs, Melbourne March, Ora with Tomatoes and Bugichi Sirba.
Thank you.
What a lovely journey of music you've just taken us to there. Hi, guys. A very warm welcome to World on Three. And now you've all joined me at the table. Wonderful. Why don't you introduce yourselves first, starting with you, Susie.
Oh, hello. I'm Susie and I'm the clarinet player.
Hello, I'm Carol. I play the piano accordion.
I'm Ilana. I'm playing the fiddle.
I'm Rupert. I play the fool. The double bass.
You had me going there for a minute, Rupert. And you're all from London, is that right? You're all Londoners?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did you all meet then?
Oh, the wonderful world of klezmer. It's inevitable. Eventually you meet everybody. And I think it was probably through the School of Oriental and African Studies. There was something called Klezfest, which is coming back. I hear it. You hear it first on Radio 3. It's going to be coming back next year, I believe, in August. And so more people will be meeting each other.
So did you all started with your own passion for klezmer music? Is that Susie?
I think our backgrounds are all slightly different, actually. Mm. I mean, I trained classically at the Royal Academy of Music, darling. I've been playing klezmer now for about 14 years, ever since klezmer started. But I think we've all got slightly different backgrounds.
Yeah, I only heard klezmer for the first time at WOMAD. I was playing at WOMAD about 10 years ago. And there was this sound wafting over the beach, and I thought, what is this? So I went to find out, and lo and behold, there was klezmer right in front of me, and then I met the others at Klezfest.
And you were an accordion player at that time?
No, I played keyboards, actually, piano and keyboards, but this is, yeah.
So that's when you took up the accordion, is it?
Sort of, yeah, seriously, yeah.
Wow. So what is it? What was it about the sound that drew you then?
For me, it was very Middle Eastern. I don't know. It's got that got those modes, which Ilana will talk about, I'm sure. She's the klezmer Bible. She knows everything.
Well, and what about you, Rupert, then?
Well, I really had quite a different background. I mean, I'm a cellist originally, classical, and I discovered klezmer a couple of years ago, living in London and working with other people who are interested in world music in general. And I just think it's incredibly passionate music. So I was drawn to it in that way.
So, Ilana, the floor has been opened to you to give us a little 101 on what klezmer is and the difference between that sort of the European and the Oriental Jewish music that there is.
Oh, goodness. Well, klezmer is from klezemer, vessel of song, which is a Hebrew words, and so it means musical instruments. So it's all about instrumental music, and it's the Eastern European tradition where the people would have spoken Yiddish, and people say it's music with a Yiddish accent. And it's quite modal, as somebody said. You have this, instead of ordinary scales, you have this flattened second is one of the most popular modes. It's a bit like Jaws, you know. I know. I've got a friend who's doing a PhD on that interval.
I was thinking more of Fiddler on the Roof, actually. Jaws didn't come to mind immediately. No.
Well, you know, in Eastern Europe, some of it there's C, but so it's great music, and it's celebratory and soulful. We like to think it's mainly party music, but at the same time, you've always got to sort of remember that you're sad when you're happy, so as not to attract the evil eye. So there's always that little edge to it. And people had a hard life in those days, especially, you know, the Jewish population was pretty oppressed, and music was one of the things that they could do and work at. So
how long have all of you been playing together for then? When did the London Klezmer Quartet begin?
5 years ago? 4 or 5 years ago? 3 albums ago.
Sweat, blood, and tears. And your last one was, I love the title, it's Welcome to Butterfield, isn't it? London.
That's actually number two.
Was that number two?
Yes, number two. Yeah, we're rather prolific. that's actually named after a place near where Ilana lives. It's a place called Butterfield Green, N16. It's a little green space in the middle of all the urban chaos.
In Stoke Newington.
It used to be a big Jewish population around there, and my family are from not far from there when they came to London. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to chat more to you a little bit later on, but let's have another tune from you guys. What's it going to be? I think I've got it written down here. That's Kiev to
Karada. Okay, so this is slightly out of the genre, but in keeping with the feel of klezmer crossing borders, like it's music of borders. This is a tune from my background, actually, which is Iraqi Jewish, and it's an Iraqi folk song called Chimali Wali, which is translated means no one to watch over me. It's kind of a lament. It's a sort of song you'd hear at the end of a night at a gathering, rather like the Irish sing Danny Boy. We would sing this. if you see what I mean.
I think that's all. Well, why don't you take up your places? And it's not the end of the evening. For sure it isn't the end of the evening here on the programme tonight. But here's the Jewish equivalent of Danny Boy, called Kiev to Karada. Thank you.
Kiev to Karada, a soulful lament there. More from London Klezmer Quartet in about 20 minutes' time. You're tuned to Radio 3 with me, Lapa Katari, for a spin around a world of music. So far, we've been to Mali and Nigeria, and we've had a wee taste of a French-Jamaican blend, and we've spent some time visiting the London of the London Klezmer Quartet. Well, now we're going to return to Africa for this next song. Born out of the Ebola crisis, some of Africa's leading musicians got together to record a song to help dispel some of the myths of the disease and to rebuild people's trust in their local health services. It also aimed to give those who were suffering some hope, to tell them that the situation can be overcome. Amadou and Maliam, Salif Keita, Morikante, Tikenja Fakoli, rapper Didier Awadi are just some of the people who helped write the song, along with academic Carlos Chirinos. Here it is, Africa Stop Ebola.
L'Afrique est pleine de tristesse de voir nos familles mourir. Ne touchons pas nos malades, ne touchons pas nos mourants. Tout le monde est en danger. Les jeunes et les anciens, il faut agir pour nos familles. Ebola, Ebola, invisible ennemi. Ebola, Ebola, invisible ennemi. Ebola, Ebola, invisible ennemi. Ebola, Ebola,
Ebola, tu es ennemi. Si vous vous sentez malade, les docteurs vont vous aider. Je vous rassure, les docteurs vont vous aider. Il y a de l'espoir d'arrêter Ebola. Aie confiance au docteur.
Depuis leur abolie, tu te balades en déboulant seulement la maladie. On va pas fuir rire devant toi, on va pas s'enterrer. Car on le sait, on a les moyens de s'en tirer. On va te ferrer, on n'est pas pestiféré. On va se mettre ensemble, on va te virer.
Hey, yaman, hey, baby, nambara, lap, dani, ma soto. Nari, fambara, dan, dan, ne, famu, no, ma, fure, so, de, ira. Ande, ta, amane, afwera, no, re, woni, on fure, ra, nubo. Mama, rebu, aliana, mama, Africa, keli, nami, ma, gore, buma. Fek, baby, nambara, dangi, ebola, mon, no, ma.
Continent. L'Afrique a besoin de vaccins, de médicaments. Est-ce que l'espoir pour eux est permis? Faut-il fermer les yeux et les laisser dans l'oubli? Non, alors on s'unit pour la bonne cause. On se mobilise, on brise les portes closes. Ebola, je jure de te poursuivre jusqu'à t'évincer. L'Afrique a besoin du vaccin pour se soigner.
What a brilliant song. Africa, Stop Ebola, helping to bring information, hope and advice to those suffering in the Ebola-hit areas of Africa. Still to come on World on 3 tonight, more from session guests, London Klezmer Quartet shortly, and a trip down memory lane with a little something from the World Music Archive. This time it's going to be Cuba, visited by Radio 3 presenter Lucy Duran in 2007. But first, here are two more of my top albums of the year. Aziza Brahim's Sutak and Red Chamber's Gathering. Aziza, Queen of the Desert, is a modern-day nomad. She was born in the refugee camps where her mother had settled, fleeing from Moroccan occupation of Western Sahara in the mid-70s. She then moved to Cuba to study, returned to the refugee camps in the 90s and now lives in Spain. She brought out a wonderful album this year called Sutak, Your Voice. Powerful and simple. This is Gedim Izik.
Thank you. شفت العذاب الرعب اللي تعاني الأصوات كم من شباب ضاحية في أحباسك للموت شفت العذاب الرعب اللي تعاني الأصوات كم من شباب ضاحية في أحباسك للموت
of the Yao people, a whole new take on ancient China through the adventurism of Red Chamber, an all-female string quartet of Chinese musicians, all classically trained, all modern traditionalists. Gathering is the name of their album, and it's one of the albums that really caught my attention. Well worth a listen. Time now to talk once more with London Klezmer Quartet. Now, one thing we ask our guests to do these days is to bring in with them a track or piece of music that means something special to them, what we call a heritage track. Well, tonight, these guys have brought in two tracks. Is that right, Ilana?
It's a bit cheeky. Sorry, love.
Two tracks. And you're going to tell me something about them.
Yes, we've chosen two tracks because they are very much heritage. The first is from 1912. You can hear the hiss and the crackle from Belf's Romanian Orchestra. And this is a group that somebody called Kurt Björling transferred onto cassette. And I don't think most of them have ever made it onto CD. So I'm still, you know, digitalising the cassette recordings. So it's heritage in more ways than one. And Belf's Romanian Orchestra wasn't Romanian, and there were three of them. So it's interesting in that way, but they recorded in Europe. They did record in Kiev. We think they were Ukrainian. We don't know much about Belf, but you can hear it's a very authentic sound. It has this heterophonic, as we call it, approach where there's two people playing roughly the same thing at roughly the same time, but not exactly. It's not like an orchestra. It's not like everybody's perfectly on the beat, and yet it's dance music and it moves in that way. And it's a tune called Odesskaya, a tune from Odessa. And then the second track is from 10 years later, 1922. It was recorded by Naftula Brandwein, who's a clarinet player, who moved from Galicia in what was then Poland to New York. And I think Susie's going to tell us something about him.
Well, Naftula Brandwein was nicknamed Nifty because he was extremely talented. And he was self-proclaimed the king of Jewish music. He was a bit of a maverick. He also had his own orchestra, known as the Naftula Brandwein Orchestra. And there were only three of them.
It's a formidable orchestra indeed.
he had a stage costume. He used to come on in a sort of long coat and with a neon sign around his neck, which read, "The Naftula Brandwein Orchestra."
And he wasn't a big chap. I've got a picture here of him posing in his bowling clothes. He's not that big.
I'll take a photograph of that and put it on Twitter so people can see what you're talking about. But what is it about these two pieces then that makes it so special to you?
The second one is called "Where Were You Before Prohibition?" And it's the same tune, but 10 years later, moved from Europe to America. And you can just hear the change. You can hear the change in mood. You can hear the change in the way people are playing from the European style, quite relaxed, to this kind of more driving, upbeat sort of American New York feel. I'd be interested to hear what you think when you hear the two alongside each other.
So it's great. It's basically just kind of showing you how alive and current even the old traditional songs can be, how dynamic they are.
Things don't stay still. Things Wonderful. Move with the times.
So here's Odesskaya. In two ways, is that right?
I guess so. You could call it that. Thank you.
London's klezmer passionados, the London Klezmer Quartet, and Susie, Ilana, Carol and Rupert are all coming over here to join me again on this side of the studio. That was a lovely piece. What was that one called?
The first tune was Hava Rabba, which is a prayer, and it's also the name of the mode that I was talking about earlier, also known as Fragish. And it's used to be the first prayer that was sung in synagogue on a Saturday morning. And then we followed that by Hora Mare, which is a tune by a living composer called Emil Kreuter, and he's actually from Moldova. And I have to tell you that Moldova, formerly known as Bessarabia, which sounds a lot more romantic, but that's the hottest place in klezmer, modern klezmer, today. It's very interesting. There are a lot of people from there who write, who play, who sing. And a guy called German Goldenstein burst onto the scene about 10 years ago with books of tunes that nobody had ever heard before. And a lot of them were by composers, living and dead, from Moldova. And there's this beautiful, you can sense a sort of Romanian sensibility, if you like, to these tunes.
So where do your songs come from? I mean, do you research them quite heavily?
Some of them are given to us, or we meet musicians. And for Ilana, for example, Susan and Ilana were in Bulgaria last year, and they met a band from New York who taught them a Romanian tune, which ended up on our album, Hora de la Tescani. So it comes from all interesting quarters.
And you write your own songs as well, though, don't you?
We have to admit that the first ones we played today were a little medley, which included two of our own, and Carol sort of mucked about with that Iraqi tune for Kiev to Karada. So, yeah.
Sort of write in a new traditional, we call them.
Are there many rules about klezmer music? I mean, in a sense, what you can play and when, or which tunes can be played together?
I suppose only if you're playing at a wedding. Because it is wedding music, and so there'd be functional, you know, moments where you have to play this one when the bride is circling the groom, or, you know, after the breaking of the glass, we always play Mazel Tov.
Yes.
You know, those are the kind of, you know, occasions where you have to play certain things. But other than that, there are very few rules. I mean, including, you know, what instruments you can have in a band. Like, you can basically have any instrument. The first band I played in, Shikoya had a French horn and a concertina to start with.
We just have an oboe in my first klezmer band. I mean, I think we always say that musicians, you know, they play the stuff they have to play because it's part of the core repertoire. Then they play the stuff that people pay them to play. Then they play the stuff that's played kind of during its time, if you like, and then they play the stuff they really want to play. And sometimes there's a crossover between some of those, and sometimes, you know, it's less
so what
obvious.
Are we doing?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to ask that question, Rupert. What do you think you're doing?
I just do what I'm told.
And do you guys play at a lot of weddings?
We do play a lot of weddings, but it's great. Some people, you know, in the classical tradition, I've heard people who play in quartets saying, oh, it's always background music. And but here it's the music, you know, it was designed for that purpose, and it's so brilliant. It just brings everything alive.
And what's the London scene like? What's the London klezmer scene like? I mean, you were talking about, was it Klezmer Fest at the beginning? That's how
Klezfest,
you...
yes.
Klezfest, yes. Klezfest.
It's small but perfectly formed, really. And there are pockets of klezmer all around the world, and the places you'd least expect. There's a little klezmer festival goes on in Brazil every year. I mean, who knew? In Sao Paulo. I know. One in America, of course, and one in Canada, but...
But Rupert, am I right in remembering that you said that you'd only come into klezmer like a couple of years ago?
That's right, only in the last
couple of
years.
OK, so what was it that drew you to it? And what were you doing beforehand then?
Oh, I've been doing all sorts of stuff beforehand. And I still am, to be honest. I mean, I still play a lot of jazz, rhythm and blues, things like that. And really, it's when I met Ilana, to be honest, a couple of years ago at a gig, and she asked me the question. I was driving her home in the car, and she said, can you play klezmer music? And the first thing that came into my head was, what's klezmer music? And the words that came to my lips were, yes, of course I can.
It's a bit sad, Rupert, because we had just done a klezmer gig.
Yeah, so he is obviously a natural. He just didn't know what it was called.
He just
called.
Slotted right in from the first note. I said, can you play D?
That's about it, really.
Yeah. So it is a pretty kind of freestyle, free-for-all, just joyous, in a sense, kind of, if you feel the music.
Well, I'd like to think I feel the music. Yes. I certainly like to think so. There are rules, of course, and there are certain ways that things should be played, and I do try and stick to those rules to the best of my knowledge, but I think there's a lot of room for jiggling about. So
what's the last tune that you're going to get us jiggling about to then tonight?
Ooh, well, we've got another short medley. We're going to play a tune by Susie, which is a Turkisher, which has this donk, da-donk, donk, donk rhythm. And then it goes into a really classic tune, which we call Tants. And it's got that rocking sort of 50s klezmer feel to it.
So Turkisher is a groove, is it?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I think the original was probably more Greek than Turkish, to be honest.
I think it's the closest we get to belly dance in this genre.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that radio is not a visual medium.
to have
the four of you doing some belly dancing. I mean, I'm
belly
not quite sure.
He's not belly dancing. He's got a new baby, Rupert.
Oh, yes,
Rory's keeping him up.
Yes, a new entrant to the Klezmer, the world of the Klezmer family. Well, exactly.
They say it runs in families. The dynasty begins here, Rupert.
So you're going to end with one tune that Susie's written, and it's marrying it with a traditional, and it's an upbeat number.
It is. Finish your party for this half hour.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us, love.
Oh, how lovely. The London Klezmer Quartet bringing the party to the studio tonight. Thank you. Belly dancing klezmer style. Thanks to London Klezmer Quartet for bringing such a great spirit into the studio tonight. Ilana Kravitz on violin, Susie Evans on clarinet, Carol Isaacs accordion and Rupert Gillett on double bass. Thanks all very much. You're listening to Lo-Fi Qatari here on BBC Radio 3. If you've missed any of tonight's World on 3 or indeed want to listen back to bits of it, just go to the Radio 3 page on the BBC website and click on World. You can listen again on the iPlayer for up to 30 days. Now, here's another recent release. It's from ex-Spanish rocker Amparo Sanchez and it's called Espíritu del Sol. The album focuses on the strong and positive role that women can play in the world today. For me, the album is quite a bit tamer than her recent offerings and kind of lacks a certain edge. But this track got my attention, Mi Gitana.
Mi gitana me pide humo, mi gitana me pide ron, que sienta libre, me grita acción. La gitana es alegre y tremenda, pide fiesta y guaguancó. Me pide que cante esta pieza, que la cante desde el corazón. De aquí para allá, nómada y valiente, voy con mi guitarra y la mirada de frente. De aquí para allá, nómada y valiente, baila mi gitana, fuego en el vientre. La gitana, 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 la gitana. La gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana. La gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana.
La gitana
orgullosa, mi gitana madre amorosa, mi gitana tiene canas y las arrugas más hermosas, y me dice que baile las penas, que rumbe la noche entera, la risa te cura el alma y esta rumba te pone buena. De aquí para allá, nómada y valiente, voy con mi guitarra la mirada de frente. De aquí para allá, nómada y valiente, baila mi gitana, fuego en el vientre. La gitana, 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 la gitana. La gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana. La gitana, 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 la gitana. La gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana, la gitana.
Desfiladero, dibujando círculos de fuego,
Remo Villarena con mis botas negras por la brea, por las sombras. Una fina y entre sus brazos el mar. Lila como el corazón de tu niñez. La luz me golpeó con el corazón entre tinieblas en un pedregal. Nuestras manos al borde de este acantilado, limpia mi faz enmascarada sin ti. Antes del amanecer la luz me golpeó con el corazón entre tinieblas en un pedregal. Me despojo de las viejas ansias.
Espiral from Jaume Compte and his Nafas Ensemble. Traditional instruments from along the Med and the Middle East brought together into one captivating and contemporary album called Tariq, meaning path in Arabic. This next song is a gem from a bygone age. Abelardo Barroso was born in Havana in 1905. Often called Cuba's Caruso, Barroso was one of Cuba's all-time great singers, and he led some of the country's best-known bands in the 50s, a golden era for music. One of those bands was Orquesta Sensación, and Cha-Cha-Cha is, hopefully, just the first of many of his recordings to be remastered and released and re-released for our listening pleasure. Here is En Guantánamo.
De 1920 más vengo pulsando la lira, luchando con los soneros negros, ninguno me hizo nada. En Guantánamo, la malogina donde yo me sacudí, uno llamado Pepe Luis Juan Pablo, ese sí le daba bueno. yo me sostuve sereno, madre, el rato que estuve allí tú
That rather nicely segues into this next piece of music. It's from our World Music Archive. And this week, we're taking you back to 2007, when Lucy Duran headed off to the musical island of Cuba on a 1,000-mile road journey in search of treasure. And she certainly found it. Lucy and Cuban radio presenter Juan Giacomino were in the Casa de la Trova, talking about the troubadour tradition. And there they heard Septeto de la Trova, playing a typical son piece in the Trova tradition. Fabulous recording, a classic, Chan Chan, written by the legend of the Buena Vista Social Club, Compay Segundo, and played from the Masters of the Son, Septeto de la Trova. I've got another bit of that series in Cuba from our archive for you a little bit later on in the programme. Now, remember, you can access the archive yourself. It's really quite straightforward. Just go to bbc.co.uk/radio3 and there you'll see World Music Archive about halfway down the page. Plus, if you click on clips, you can listen again to many of the sessions we've had on the programme and revisit the wonderful series Commonwealth Connections that we ran in the lead up to the Commonwealth Games. In fact, on the 26th of December, our last World on Three of the year, you can hear some of the highlights of that series and previously unaired recordings. It may be the perfect antidote to the excesses of Christmas. Now, here's a double helping of Thailand. The first is my final pick from one of my favourite albums of the year. I mean, there were so many albums that rocked my boat, but I have to say that this one nearly shook me right out of it. Sound of Siam Volume 2 gathers some of the recordings of the northeast region of Thailand from 1970 to 1982. This is Ang Kanang Kunchai, a Thai singer from the northeast of the country who sings Molam. She used to sleep on the floor beside her singing teacher and guru, Chawiwan Dunem. And her chores, aside from learning this form of song, included babysitting, doing the housework, and even tending the pigs. Ang Kanang sings a traditional form of vocal music that's about 200 years old. It's a bit like an Indian raga. There are fixed melodies or scales and laced in with a lot of improvisation. It is, however, much more hip than a raga and could easily be part of today's club scene. The song, by the way, I'm going to play is about men being perennially untrustworthy liars. How are we doing for time? a double whammy of Thailand from the 70s and a style of singing called Molam. A 70s original from Sound of Siam Volume 2, and the second was a remix with a difference by DJ team Muft Sai and Chris Minnist, who are known for their passion for reviving the pop music of Thailand from the 60s and the 70s. That was a song called Sao Sakit Mei from Muft and Chris's new band called Paradise Bangkok Molam International, and their album 21st Century Molam. Now, next up is a little piece of Late Junction. This month's collaboration session featured a trio who came together for the London Jazz Festival last month. Diabel Sissoko, Kadiele Kouyaté on chorus, and Finn Peters on sax and flute. Here's one track that we kept for later. Thank you. extra helping from Lake Junction there. And in case you weren't aware of it, you can download the whole of that Lake Junction programme as a podcast, as long as you do it before Christmas Day, when the next session happens. And it's going to be from Westminster Cathedral. And you can also listen to clips from Lake Junction while you're there on the site. Well, that's it for tonight and from me till we meet again next year. I hope you all enjoy the festive season. And whilst it may seem a bit ahead of time, have a wonderful new year. Thanks to all of you for listening and to the Radio 3 team here at Broadcasting House. Now, to play us out tonight, I did promise you something else from the World Music Archive. And so I've delved in once more to the archive for a second slice of Lucy Duran's trip to Cuba in 2007, where she went in search of Changi music from Guantanamo. And she met the Ajo brothers with the Oriental organ. So till next time, goodbye.
however you spend it, enjoy the weekend. And when it's over, enjoy the weekend. Catch up with all your favourite weekend programmes on the Radio 3 website.
Can I tempt you with a gherkin?
Thanks, Natalie. Good morning. And in half an hour, there's Building a Library on Bruckner's Seventh Symphony.
Somebody somewhere has said persecution almost always works.
Right now, everything is presented to us as only a question of money, and money is not what life is about.
They have been plundered ever since by Chaucer, Shakespeare, Christine de Pizan, Molière, Lope de Vega.
Listen again for 30 days at bbc.co.uk/radio3. On air, online, on when you want.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital and online. Now, don't forget that all programmes here on BBC Radio 3 are now available to listen to again to online for up to 30 days. The time is now 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 13th of December, 2014. And it's time for Through the Night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. I'm starting today at the 2012 BBC Proms. In that Olympic summer, the national youth orchestras of all four UK nations appeared during one weekend. And today's concert is the one that brought the National Youth Orchestra of Scotland and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra together under the conductor Donald Runnicles. Nicola Benedetti is a former NYOS member, and later she plays Brooke's Scottish Fantasy. But it's the brass who begin with James McMillan's Fanfare Upon One Note. McMillan's taken the idea of Purcell's Fantasia Upon One Note and given it to the bass trombone, but it's not quite like Purcell's gentle drone.
Thank you.
James McMillan's Fanfare Upon One Note, an idea borrowed from Henry Purcell and dedicated to all bass trombone players with apologies. Donald Runicles conducted the brass of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and the National Youth Orchestra of Scotland in the work's London premiere at the 2012 BBC Proms. Now, it would have been remiss to put a leading Wagnerian conductor on stage with so many players and not do something about it, and the Proms didn't let listeners down.